Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, good morning. It's now 7:03, partly cloudy skies and 74 degrees. It's going to be sunny. We're going to be hot today, back to mid-90s by later this afternoon. Dan Brunoff has that complete forecast for us coming up in just a moment. Our top story this morning, man, the Cowboys are just now catching their breath after a heart-stopping 40-37 overtime win over the Giants Sunday.
Oh, it was a real back-and-forth battle. It took regulation plus 10 minutes more.
And if it weren't for Brandon Aubrey's right leg, the Cowboys would have probably lost.
This was the 1,000th regular season game in Cowboys history. Now that I think about it, it was really more like a roller coaster. 7 lead changes.
They did great today, and I hope they do good for the rest of the season.
Lots of spill your popcorn moments, like this long Giants pass in overtime.
Deep ball down the middle. It's intercepted, for crying out loud, by Donovan Wilson at the Dallas 30. Will wonders never cease?
And then, of course, Brandon Aubrey, 64-yard field goals send the game into overtime and a 46-yarder to win it.
I believe I'm the best kicker in the league, so there's no better spot to be. It's an opportunity, so go have fun.
This was the first win as an NFL head coach for Brian Schottenheimer. From the 24-hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Follow News Radio 1080 KRLD on the free Odyssey app for the day's top stories delivered to your email inbox.
We've got some problems out there in Corinth along 35E. Another accident still working in Addison. Also looking at problems in Richardson, Mesquite, and Bedford. I'll explain all of these coming up in less than 4 minutes.
Not bad. Not a bad morning out there. Let's see. Sun comes up at 7:13. We got about 9 minutes and seven days until the first day of fall. Will the temperatures reflect fall-like temperatures this week? I'll let you know. Coming up, traffic and weather together on the 8th.
I'm Chris Fox in Austin. The murder of Charlie Kirk prompts Texas Republicans to launch committees in his honor.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. There's a lot of rhetoric flying around following last week's assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Utah.
SMU political scientist Cal Jolson says Central Texas Congressman Chip Roy's latest move is not helping. The Republican lawmaker says anti-American so-called radical left ideologies led to a breakdown of law and order. He wants an investigation to progressive groups. This is in response to Kirk's murder. Jolson says that sort of language harkens back to the 1950s and Senator Joe McCarthy's intense pursuit of anyone deemed a communist or a supporter.
And it is a black mark in American history. It's a place we don't want to go back to.
Jolson says he'd like to see a congressional inquiry into political violence from both sides. From the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And 5 days after Kirk's assassination, a number of Texas employees have been fired or are facing discipline for their online comments.
I'm in Fort Worth outside the headquarters of America.
American Airlines, which says it has initiated action against at least two pilots to address hate-related behavior. This comes after Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy wrote that some American pilots were, as he puts it, caught celebrating following the assassination. Elsewhere in Texas, the Klein School District near Houston confirms an employee was fired for what the district calls senseless and completely unacceptable remarks about Kirk's death. By some reports, nearly three dozen workers across the country are facing job actions because of their comments. At American Airlines headquarters in Fort Worth, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, the Texas Education Commissioner says his agency will investigate teachers who posted reprehensible and inappropriate content on social media about the death of Charlie Kirk. Commissioner Mike Morath says those postings could violate the educator's code of ethics. He's urging anyone who knows about inappropriate content being shared by a teacher to report it to the TEA.
Two new select committees have been formed by Republican leaders in the state legislature to honor Charlie Kirk's legacy. KRLD's Chris Fox has more from Austin.
The new State House and Senate select committees are tasked with issuing reports on bias, discourse, and freedom of speech issues across Texas college campuses. The two committees on civil discourse and freedom of speech in higher education will meet jointly. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick called Charlie Kirk a friend and called the attack on him an attack on the First Amendment. State House Speaker Dustin Burrow said this disturbing reality of Kirk's murder underscores the urgency of creating these committees. New laws regulating college campus protesting are currently being challenged in the courts. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the suspect accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk is refusing to cooperate with investigators. Authorities confirmed that they've interviewed people close to the 22-year-old and say formal charges are expected tomorrow. Memphis Mayor Paul Young refutes President Trump's claim that he's happy about a National Guard deployment to his city, saying in a CNN interview, "No, I'm certainly not happy." Dallas Cowboys honor conservative activist Charlie Kirk in a moment of silence before their game against the Giants at AT&T Stadium Sunday. The Cowboys survive a wild shootout. Top the Giants 40-37 in OT.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning at 7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing now on DFW's only all-news morning show. And we are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, all. A very busy financial landscape this morning as we try to add to last week's gains that saw the Dow close up 1%. and the NASDAQ up 2%, the S&P up 1.5%, and fresh new all-time highs. We've got retail sales coming tomorrow and industrial production. And trying to act surprised, but on Wednesday, probably around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee will announce they're cutting interest rates for the first time in 9 months. Now, the question is, we've been buying on the rumor. Do you sell on the news? Hopefully not, but that's one of the considerations we'll have. And also the justification for cutting and the likelihood of future cuts coming. That's something we're going to watch. Meanwhile, as we speak, the U.S. and China are in Madrid on the second day of talks on rate and tariffs and export controls. And also the fate of TikTok. Wednesday is the deadline for ByteDance to divest TikTok. We understand there may be some news coming there. But the Chinese are making their own news. Chinese are saying, well, they're going to investigate certain charges of U.S. semiconductor companies dumping their products in China. We're watching Texas Instruments trend down on that news. Also, the Senate Banking Committee is taking up the latest nominee for the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee. We'll watch for that. There'll probably be some news later on for that. And let me take you guys back in time a little bit. It was in November, last year, that the announcement was made that VF Corp, who owns Dickies, was going to move the headquarters, which had been forever in Fort Worth, and move it to Costa Mesa, California. They just sold the company. They bought the company, Dickies, in 2017 for $820 million. VF has sold the company for $600 million, taking a loss of about 25% on their investment. So the question now is, will it stay in Fort Worth? Crude's up 25 cents. Gold's down $11. Interest rates are lower. Stocks look higher. The Dow looks up 104. The NASDAQ up 60. The S&P up 20. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A lot going on this morning, David. Thank you. 7:26 on the KRLD Morning News.
Well, Texas A&M shocks number 8 Notre Dame, winning 41-40 in South Bend on Saturday.
Reed. Rush comes. Reed pumps. Fire.
And then the extra point was good. The call on NBC. The win snaps A&M's 13-game road skid versus ranked opponents. In Austin, number 7, Texas picks up a 27-10 win over UTEP, but Arch Manning struggled. The Longhorns rely on a dominant defense in their ground attack. Meanwhile, TCU, SMU, North Texas Baylor, and Texas Tech, they all picked up wins as well. Keeping with sports, the Rangers' 6-game winning streak ends in New York. The Mets snap a streak of their own in the process.
And that's hit to deep right field. Going over, Garcia goes over the wall. A walk-off 3-run home run for Pete Alonso. And that's how this one ends. The Mets will snap their 8-game losing streak.
And the Rangers still 2 games behind the Astros. Yeah, the Astros now for the final wild card. And Houston is now 1 game back of new division leader Seattle. But the Rangers get a chance to make up some ground tonight, starting a crucial 3-game set against the Astros in Houston, as your news continues for Trajan Wealth.
You might see some people walking around the State Fair of Texas with some new Texas shoes this year.
Adidas is coming out with some special Texas kicks this month. It's teaming up with Hibbett for these new State Fair Superstar shoes. The sneakers have Texas colors in them. They'll come with a Lone Star, a belt buckle design on them. They'll have corny dogs and the Texas Star Ferris wheel on the designs. These new shoes will be at more than 30 stores through the DFW area and online at the Hibbett website. There's also a sneaker release event on Saturday at the Hibbett store in South Dallas. These shoes are going to sell out pretty quickly. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm David Rankin, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Okay, and if you're curious, you can see these State Fair of Texas sneakers and get the link to buy them at KRLD.com.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.